This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we're with Jerry Phillips, and we're going to be talking about the voice of the customer. Hey, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Rafe.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Austin, Texas. I'm married. I have two grown children, and they have spouses. I grew up on a farm in Kansas. I have a degree in communications, another degree in business management. Started selling out of college with a small welding supply in central Kansas. Got recruited away by Black & Decker. Spent several years there in sales, marketing, product development. Ran a business for them and then helped launch the DeWalt brand. Spent several years with Grainger, then Industrial Supply. That's one of the largest in the nation, if not the world. And ran the sales teams and branch services teams. Got recruited down here to Austin, Texas, by a company out of Minnesota. Ran a division for them for a year. Did a turnaround on that, and then from there, in 2005, started my company that I've had since then. Nine Runs is what we go by, SRDBA.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about Nine Runs, your company.
Well, it's a business management consultancy. We specialize in sales and marketing, but we do help companies across all disciplines of the business. We focus mainly on five things. We focus, the main thing is working on strategy and execution of that strategy, a little bit different by execution of it. We work on voice of customer. We work on organizational structure, and along with that, we help teach people how to recruit, interview, hire. And then the final thing we do is do funnel creation for sales process. And the sales process then is the way we help people move those opportunities through the funnel.
Awesome. So tell us about what exactly the voice of the customer means.
Well, for us, it's truly understanding the customer. We use it mainly in a situation where we're defining value propositions with our clients. It's amazing, we as marketers sometimes will come up with ideas of what makes us different. But the only one that truly defines what differentiates us is the customer. So we do a lot of work around understanding that customer through interviews, through surveys, doing a lot of work with our clients to help their sales teams understand their customers. It's really understanding what they value, what their initiatives are, what their needs are, and again, defining value propositions.
Awesome. So what are some strategies you can give me on how to figure out the voice of the customer?
Mainly it's just asking questions. The one I always like to ask is, why do you buy from my specific client? And the answers are really amazing. We actually had a client that we worked with out of Pennsylvania that manufactures metal roofing products. And they'd been in business for 40 years. They had a lifetime warranty. They had lots of competition. They had the same exact lifetime warranty. We asked the question of their customers, why do you, what do you value about this particular client? And they said the lifetime warranty. And it actually surprised our client. They said everybody has that. And the difference is they've been around for 40 years. Everybody else has been around for 2 or 3 years. So the lifetime warranty had meaning. So just by asking those questions around what it is that they value, why they buy from you, it really gives you some clarity around what your value proposition is. And I think it's something that's a low cost way of doing that.
Yeah, that's good. So why is customer service so important?
Well, it's really the only way you build long-term mutually beneficial relationships. And those are certainly the most profitable relationships. And quite frankly, I think they're the most fun to work with. And if you're not providing that customer service, somebody else will.
Right.
So absolutely will.
That's good. That's really good. Huh. So tell me a little bit more about customer service, because this is something like this entire year I'm like reading books about, studying about. No one's really necessarily ever taught me about it. So I know just based on what you said, it's important, but I guess you could elaborate a little bit more.
Yeah, sure. So if you think about why you as a consumer, right, if you think about why you purchase and why you buy from who you buy from, customer service is certainly a piece of that, but it's really more than that. I think there's a term that's deeper, and that's trust. And if you're actually thinking about why you trust somebody, you know, basically they're asking great questions, they're using strong judgment, they have integrity, they do that they say they're going to do, they have empathy, they try to understand your situation. Customer service is critical, because if you don't trust somebody, and customer service is the first front on that, if you don't trust somebody, you're never going to do business with them a second time.
Right.
In fact, you can become actually, especially with the ability that we have to get our opinions out there today through social media, you can actually damage a company if they don't have strong customer service.
Right. So with a good marketing company or good sales company, you may be able to get, you know, one sale, but customer service is almost a lifelong sale. With the
Absolutely.
Same repeated customer. Very cool. Okay, so this is a part in our podcast where we open it up for you to share anything that's on your mind. So go ahead.
Well, one of the things that I've been working on for about the last 3 years is connecting the employee with the company. And, you know, we hear a lot of stories around millennials and around people that are in their 50s, millennials being that they job hop. People in their 50s, they're getting laid off because they're too expensive. So what I've really been working on is how do we create something that creates a lasting bond between the company and the individual that's doing the work. I actually went down a path around purpose, was having difficulty building something that way. Recently, we've built, if you will, I call it an impact score, and it's taking and measuring the relationship between the customer and the individual salesperson, and between the individual salesperson and their supervisor. And what we look for is relationships, and we look at activities, but we're measuring the quality of those versus quantity. So if you think about metrics around sales calls, we typically say, hey, somebody made 20 sales calls before they closed the business. That's a quantity, not a quality. So we want to measure the quality of it. Along with that, then, I firmly believe those are leading indicators for something that's drives financial results, which financial results are always lagging indicators. So I think that the thing that I really focus on with this business, and I think we're starting to see this more and more in other businesses, is focusing on creating long-lasting relationships. And so that ties back to, if you will, the voice of customer conversation. And that truly understanding your customer and helping them solve problems and helping having them help you to define your value proposition, that really drives a long-term relationship that's beneficial for both.
Awesome. Jerry, thank you so much for your time, man.
Yeah, thank you, Rafe. I've enjoyed it.
All right, talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.